I might just grab this. I've got some notes. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This looks promising.
Wondering what BMS World Mission is all about? BMS is a Christian mission organisation seeking to share life in all its fullness with the world by enabling people to know Christ, alleviating suffering and injustice, and improving the quality of life of the world's poorest and least evangelised people. In partnership with UK churches...
Yeah. So you're not missing too much. But we do need to get back to the PowerPoint if we can. And then we went out for another year and a half, and now it's finished. So looking for other work. Okay, let's just skip on past that slide before it happens again, freezes again. Nearly there, nearly there. There we go. Okay, yeah. So after that life-changing video that you just saw, I can now tell you a bit about what we're doing. So we've been serving with BMS in Beirut. If you just click one, just outside Beirut, just there where the arrow is. So we were there from January 2016 for about 2.5 years. And as I said, with a small gap where we came home to have our education, equipping the church, and there we go, and community development. And some of the high-profile work they do is providing practical and emotional support. But before I kind of tell you a bit about that, what actually happened, I need to let you know, some of our thoughts about what mission work was going to be like when we thought, okay, probably very similar to some of the jobs you guys have got. And, it may look like a 9-to-5 office job with an hour for lunch or half an hour for lunch, and that's because it was. So basically, I was in charge of the society's donor database. So we Perseverance. So with all the cultural and communication dynamics, sometimes it can be quite frustrating, in another language or in another culture to really get yourself understood. You know, you ask yourself, what am I doing here? You can sometimes bang your head against the table sometimes. And I'm sure you've probably all had those moments at work where you just think, oh, what am I doing here? Oh, you know, and... You know, when we were in the UK and we had those moments, you know, there was always the option that we could go, oh, well, maybe there's something more I could do. Maybe I could go somewhere and really, you know, trust in God. And, but it was, you know, it wasn't until we'd been back 6 months then that we really felt more settled and more settled.
And the other arm of the charity I was fundraising for was the Beirut Baptist School. So they were based in a Muslim area of Beirut, and they were... very Baptist. They ran chapel every day. Actually, while between maybe 10 women to 30 women coming, and we'd just run a really basic music program. I had a collection of Arabic kids songs, some of which were like "The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round," and some of which were Christian ones. And my prayer really was that these songs would stick in their head, because really this would have been one of the first exposures to the gospel. And it says, I'm walking, walking, walking with Jesus, walking, walking, walking with Jesus. Even when I'm sad, even when I'm tired, I'm walking with Jesus. My way is long and filled with pain, but I'm walking with Jesus. Full of peace, Jesus is walking next to me. He carries my burdens for me. I'm walking, walking, walking with Jesus. And she was so excited, she said it in front of all the other women who were there, and that we'd prayed in Jesus' name for that to happen. So that was really encouraging. Down a job, and she had two disabled children who she had to keep at home. And so in her lunch break, she'd go home to feed, change, and make sure they were safe, and then she'd go back to friendly culture, such a child-friendly culture. And so we were able to have access into diverse groups that I wouldn't have had access to before. So we went to an Iraqi
I think we've lost the PowerPoint, haven't we? It's all right, we can go. Just talk. We also did some things together. So we, you know, did the separate things, so like it was home. So we also did, we raised support for LSESD by kind of being in they would continue to find the right people to fill the many roles they have in such a, you know, growing organization, and that they're really able to ensure extra.
Few things that stood out for me. One has been repetitive, never rely on technology. But the Spirit of God is there. Also, Claire, Michael and Petra for being ambassadors of the gospel and us having the privilege to share it with you. And there's always a place for you here in Buttershaw, and we'll continue to pray for you. So let's give it up again for these guys. Sharing in the name of Jesus, praying for a Muslim in the name of Jesus is a huge thing. And we should never underestimate the power of doing that. So I encourage you to have conversations with Michael and Claire. And